Is there a heter for a moysid to borrow money from someone, l'tzorech mitzvah, and then pay back with ribbis? Now, the ribbis that we're talking about is not ribbis deraisa. What they want to do is they want to borrow money from someone, and they want to use it for an investment and guarantee the principal. So the profits are not guaranteed. It's going to be a 50-50 split. But they're going to guarantee the keren, they're going to guarantee that there's no loss of the principal. If the moysid is going to be the loiver, is this mutter or is this a problem of ribbis? So we know that there's an issur ribbis deraisa and there's an issur of ribbis derabanan. Ribbis deraisa, which we call ribbis ktutza, is if it's ktutza, which means if at the time of the halva, the loiv and the malva agree that you're going to borrow $100 and you're going to pay me back $120. There's a clear stipulation of ribbis that's going to be paid b'shas halva, and it's clearly defined. That's an issur of ribbis ktutza, and it's even yoytze b'dayanim, which means that if the loiv paid it up, even b'dayaved, he has to, the malva has to pay him back. It's yoytze b'dayanim because that's ribbis deraisa. However, the Gemara tells us that with mois yisoimim, we are more makel. And when it comes to mois yisoimim, we say that ribbis derabanan is mutter. Now, what's ribbis derabanan? Ribbis derabanan, the Gemara says, is the type of investment that we call korv l'scha v'rochik l'hefse. Now, this is one of the many examples of ribbis derabanan. But this is the example that's used in the Gemara. What's korv l'scha v'rochik l'hefse? So the Gemara says, korv l'scha v'rochik l'hefse means the malve, or the investor, gives money to the managing partner, and he says, I want you to guarantee my principal. So he's going to guarantee his principal. So even if there's a loss, he's going to pay him back. And if there's profits, they're going to split it 50-50. So since there's no guarantee for profits, it's not ribbis deraisa, but lamaisa, it's ribbis derabanan. So says the Gemara, when it comes to ribbis derabanan of korv l'schav roch l'hafsid, we can be makel when it comes to the mois of yisoimim. Why? Because Chazal very much were concerned that the yisoimim should be able to sustain themselves, should be able to have a decent parnasa, because they don't have someone caring for them. And therefore, with the apotropos, we set up a manager for their assets, and he is allowed to lend out their money with ribbis derabanan in order to earn them a profit so they could be comfortable and secure. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Ayin, that mois of yisoimim, the money that belongs to yisoimim, since it's l'tzorech mitzvah, we're mekel, and we allow the apotropos, the manager of their property, to lend the money out and have them earn a profit, even though it's a violation of ribbis derabanan, of korv l'scha v'roch l'hefse. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, and the Rishonim speak this out, most Rishonim hold that the heter employed over here by the Gemara is not unique specifically to Yisoimim, and it applies even to the Mois of Aniyim. Anytime it's for a Moised or for Aniyim, we have a heter of Ribbis Derabanan if these a moistis or the aniyim are the malve, so they're going to make money. So it's the tzorich mitzvah, tzorich tztaka. You're allowed to lend the money out with ribbis derabanan. If let's say the investor that is the moised and you're giving the money to some person who's going to invest it for you, so he is allowed to guarantee the principal and the profits you'll split. That's ribbis derabanan. That's mutter if it's the tzorich mitzvah. Now, there is a shita of the Rashba that holds that perhaps it would be mutter even to lend out the money of Aniyim b'ribbis ktutza, even with ribbis derais. Why? Because he wants to say that the isser of ribbis is only miloiva l'malva. The Gemara says that the isser is only when the loiva is agreeing to give ribbis to a malva. Says the Rashba, who's the malva? When an apotropos, when a manager lends out the money of aniyim L'ribis k'tutza. Says the Rashba, the ani am the malveh. Now, who is the ani? Who is the malveh? There's no specific person. It's einam yiduim. It's aniyam she'einam yiduim. Since there's no specific person that you could designate as being the malveh, then we don't have any specific malveh. There's no real malveh over here, and therefore there's no iser b'chalal of ribis, even ribis k'tutza, and therefore you could lend out the money, or even with ribis k'tutza, if it's money that belongs to aniyam. Lemaisa, the Rashbam himself says that you shouldn't be samech on his opinion, and you shouldn't lend it out with ribis k'tutza. But b'diavad, if let's say money was lent out with ribis k'tutza, and then it was paid back to the yisayimim, then you can't demand your money back if you were the leiv and you paid it back to the aniyim, because the aniyim could claim that kimli like the Rashba, and even with ribis k'tutza like the Rashba, there's a tzad that it's okay, and therefore they don't have to return it to you. V'oid, the Rivash adds that it could be its moment she'ein loy toivin. Since there's no specific ani that the loyve could go beat toiveya and bezdin, that you have to pay me back my money that I paid you in ribis. So again, even if it would be ribis k'sutza, you wouldn't be able to be toiveya and bezdin from the aniyim, the money that you paid them back. And therefore, b'diyevet, if money was paid back to the aniyim, even if it's ribis k'sutza, which is normally yoytza b'dayanim, which normally could be recovered in Bezdin, this money will be, you'll be unable to recover and recoup in Bezdin. So, halacha l'maisa, we don't pass him like the Rashba, but l'maisa b'diyeved, they would be able to say the aniyim kimli like the Rashba. So we pass him that ribis d'rabbonon could be employed if it's for the benefit of the assignment, and if it's for the benefit for the Moisid, and if it's for the benefit of the aniyim. But not ribis d'oraisa. The question that we began with was, in the reverse case, what's the halacha if it's not being lent out l'toivas ha'aniyim? It's not being lent out l'toivas ha'moysid, because the moysid and the aniyim are not the malveh. They're not going to be the ones that are earning the profits, earning the interest. Rather, they are the loive. The moysid is taking out a loan and doing this with ribis d'rabbanon. And they're saying it's karav l'schar v'roch lehefsid. They're guaranteeing the principal, and they're going to share the profits with the malva. If the moysid, or the aniyim, or the tzedakah organization is the loive, is that mutter as well? So one, on a superficial level, should say that it should be aser, because the entire dispensation given for ribis d'rabbanon for aniyim is because it's l'tzayuch l'aniyim. We want the yisayimim, we want the aniyim to earn a profit, and therefore, we are meiko when it comes to ribis d'rabbanon. But over here, with the ribis d'rabbanon is frakert. When the loive is the assignment, that's not going to earn them a profit. L'chayit should be also. L'maisa, it's a machlekes between the Mishneh Berurah and Simen Reish Mem Beis and Hilchos Shabbos and the Shulchan Aruch Rav over there. Over there, it's brought down that L'tzayrich Shabbos, for Suda Shabbos, you should make sure to purchase enough food to be kind of the mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos. And over there, the halacha is, even if it means borrowing with ribis, it's mutter if it's l'tzayrich suda Shabbos. In order to attain enough food to be kind of the mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos, you should even have to borrow beribis. Now the question is, what does that mean? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Goyin's mashma like that, they learn kipshutoi. Over here we have a heter, even to borrow money with ribis d'rabbanon, if it's l'tzayrich mitzvah. And over here it's l'tzayrich mitzvah, it's l'tzayrich suda Shabbos, oynig Shabbos. So even if it means being over on the din of ribis d'rabbanon, since it's not for your sake, the halva is not for you, it's for the mitzvah of suda Shabbos, you could even borrow with ribis d'rabbanon l'tzayrich mitzvah. So according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, and according to the Goyin, it turns out that it's mutter even to borrow with ribis d'rabbanon l'tzayrich mitzvah. Accordingly, if you have this moysid that wants to borrow money, korav l'schav rach l'hefzid, ribis d'rabbanon, if it's l'tzayrich, the moysid's continued existence, if it's l'tzayrich mitzvah, they need it, they need this loan, it would be mutter, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Goyin. The Mishneh Berurah is machmir. Says the Mishneh Berurah, that can't be. So the Mishneh Berurah, what it means is that you're allowed to borrow money with ribis from a goy. Now, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is says the Mishnah Berurah b'shem the Mogen Avraham, that avada, you're not allowed to borrow money with ribbis from a yid, even though it's ribbis to rabbanon l'tzarich mitzvah. There's no heter. Mishnah Berurah is saying that the chiddush is that you're not supposed to say that it's adequate and there's no chiv to go and turn my life around and spin everything upside down in order to get food for Tzuta Shabbos. So of them, the chiddush is that no, even borrow money with ribbis from a goy in order to attain food for Tzuta Shabbos. But avada, ribbis from a yid is going to be aser. It just means that ribbis from a goy is mutter in order to get food for Tzuta Shabbos. So avada, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's aser for the loive, even if it's a tzarich mitzvah, to borrow money with ribbis d'rabbanan. So it turns out that it's a machlekes, the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Mishnah Berurah in our case, whether you're allowed to borrow money with ribbis d'rabbanan l'tzarich mitzvah, or l'tzarich tztaka, and the katchila person should be machmer for the shita of the Mishnah Berurah.